It's an off-putting therapeutic title, How Sondheim Can Change Your Life. But theater scholar, critic, and Stephen Sondheim devotee Richard Shook believes that by attending to the interaction of music and words in Sondheim's innovative musical dramas, we can learn how to survive, handle, deal with, and accept life's challenges. The verbs are from Shook's chapter heads, part of the life lessons he feels are inherent in Sondheim's scores. The feel-good phrases are, in my opinion, unfortunate, but what Shook does with his Jung-inspired analyses is critically impressive. Just when we think we have the meaning down of a Sondheim song, a couple of notes, an unexpected interval, a shift in meter, key, or tempo suggests we've been taken in and have fooled ourselves, the way Sondheim's characters often fool themselves. Shook's analyses deepen our appreciation of the wit and cleverness of a Sondheim score, its ambivalence, stabbing dissonance. What a marvelous Sondheim phrase that is. Shook's overall theme is that Sondheim forces us to be honest with ourselves. Of course, being gay, Shook is partial to Sondheim, who is also gay. But he points out the irony of Sondheim's dark themes intuited typically by heterosexual characters, often hurt, fierce women trying to make it in a man's world. In informal conversational prose, Shook suggests that his commentaries may be off or inconclusive. He suggests, he does not insist, though at times, again unnecessary to me, he also interjects his own confirming life experiences. Readers may skip chapters dedicated to shows they don't know, but these too emphasize the often deliberate, uncomfortable relationship between text and music. Traditional musicals offer an escape from life, Shook says. Sondheim's confront it. We are all Fosca, Shook quotes Sondheim about the contemptible, psychopathic protagonist of Passion, some say his most inaccessible work. Shook also notes that Passion's male protagonist, Giorgio, sings the least mawkish love song ever written, an achievement of force and candor. But he admits that not everyone is sold on this 1994 no intermission musical drama. When I saw it, people got up to leave. Unlike pre-Sondheim musicals that put the pieces of life back together, Shook says that Sondheim takes them apart and leaves the audience with ambiguity. He offers not life with all its riddles happily solved, but life deconstructed and laid bare in all its confusion and disarray. Audiences have not always understood or accepted such a perspective, but what Sondheim gives is truth, not self-comforting artifice, and with the right performing artists, stunning complexity. Send in the Clowns, for example, is sung best when it's performed by a dramatic artist who is not primarily a singer, Barbara Streisand and Sarah Vaughan notwithstanding, as it originally was by Glynis Johns, for whom Sondheim wrote the piece and who delivered it in the context of A Little Night Music, or Elaine Stritch in The Ladies Who Lunch from Company, or Angela Lansbury in Sweeney Todd. The surprise, then, is that instead of a group of essays about self-coping, each focused on a particular musical drama, what Shook gets us with are nuanced readings of 13 works in the Sondheim playlist that may get us to forego regret and self-delusion, not to mention better understand and enjoy brilliant musical drama. I'm Joan Baum.